Today is the exciting and significant day when we make a number of important announcements that anticipate what is about to happen as far as Wooddale's relocation and building program are concerned. How do we put all this into perspective? I suppose I could succumb to the temptation to give you a brief history of all that we have been through, but I've heard a few rumors of people that have said, if I hear the history of this church and its building program one more time, I'm walking out. That's just all that I can take. So I won't make you do that again. I know that we have been through this many times as a church family before. But there is a greater perspective that really isn't so much a matter of history as understanding what God is doing in our midst. The building. What's it all about? Simply, it begins with the recognition that God has called us to serve Him. The psalmist said it well in Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I suppose if there is a basic underlying element to everything that we seek to do, it is precisely that, that God has commanded us to serve Him, and we want to obey that commandment. A second aspect of what it's all about is that God has blessed us, I believe, beyond capacity. A week ago, last Thursday and Friday, we were privileged to have a man who is a nationally renowned church consultant, Lyle Schaller, a man who has been consulting with almost 10,000 churches over a period of 23 years. He described Wooddale in some very, very complimentary terms. But I thought that one of the more interesting comments he made was that Wooddale is like a supersaturated solution. Now, I guess for chemists, that makes sense. I understood it a little bit better when he said that you can take a glass and pour water into it until it is more than full. Have you ever done that? Where you actually fill it above the edge, above the brim, and it sort of lumps over and almost hangs over the edge so that with even another drop, it's going to spill. That's the kind of description that the psalmist gave in Psalm 23:5 when he talked about God's blessing and said, "My cup runneth over, our cup overflows." That's just not in the numbers of people. But that is, I believe, in every aspect of what God has done in a very special way in this body that we're a part of here this morning. God has blessed us to the point that we, with His blessings, are a supersaturated solution. Almost another drop of His blessing is more than we can contain. A third aspect of what this building program is all about is the recognition that we have waited upon the Lord. Again, it's the psalmist in Psalm 37:34 who said, "Wait for the Lord and keep to His way, and He will exalt you to possess the land." That consultant said that in his evaluation of Wooddale Church, we've waited too long. He said we should have moved and we should have built in 1980 or 1981 at the latest. Well, I suppose that hindsight sometimes is beneficial. I would see it a little bit differently. As I evaluate what has happened at Wooddale Church, I can say without any fear of contradiction that this decision and this process is the most prayed over decision in the entire 40-year history of this fellowship of believers. We've had prayer cards where we as a church family have committed for a whole year and beyond, 2 years actually, to simply pray about it. From 1970, now almost 14 years, there have been people who have prayed regularly for God's direction in this matter. Since 1979, specifically, I for one, and I know there are many, many, many more of you, have prayed every single day for God's direction and have asked that we be going His way rather than ask Him to come along our way. I believe that this has honored God, that we have waited on the Lord, and that the result of this is that the time has come. The time has come to build both for God's greater glory and for a greater container to hold the blessings that God has for us in the days ahead. So the years of talking and praying and planning and dreaming, all of it has come to now. It was Isaiah who said in Isaiah 54:2, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Hold not back. Strengthen your cords. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes." After reading that verse, the great missionary statesman William Carey said, "Expect great things from God and attempt great things for God." And to me, that is absolutely a summary of all of these steps. God has blessed us. God has now called us to something new and even more exciting. And by His grace, we are expecting great things from Him. And we are about to attempt great things for Him. What are those great things which we seek to attempt? Well, this is merely the container in which those blessings are to be held. When you came in this morning, inserted in the bulletin is a brochure that gives to you in greater detail than I hope you will read while you are here this morning, an overview of the plans and the details, and also a preparation for the home meetings that we'll be having and some of the other steps I'll mention in a moment. But on the cover is a bird's eye view, an aerial photo, or an aerial drawing rather, of what we anticipate. Let me just quickly run through this and some of the other things with you. This is the master plan, the building that sits in the center of the 31-acre site that God has given to us. The first phase is a 35,000-square-foot building with a large meeting hall that sort of sticks up above the others, offices, foyer, classrooms on that level, and then a whole area of Christian education on the next level. We anticipate then a second phase addition with an 1,800-seat auditorium, 1,200 seats downstairs, 600 seats in the balcony, that is to be built in phase two. Now, this is one guy's personal opinion. My hope and honestly my prayer is that that phase two will arrive very, very quickly. I would hope and pray that it will be somewhere in the range of 12 to 18 months after the completion of phase one. After that, the building goes on in sort of a circular fashion all the way around with additional educational and recreational space, a two-story facility that will be the ultimate plan as drawn here in the lower part of the outline. The external picture of the building, and I apologize to you that for those of you that are sitting in the different parts of the auditorium, it's not going to give you a very adequate picture, but it's a brick 35,000-square-foot facility. It's an interesting combination of being functional and yet attractive, of being careful with costs, but also being built to last. What's it like as far as its layout and its plan is concerned? Well, let me quickly walk you through the two levels. Each of them is about 17,500 square feet. The main entrance is a set of number of doors entering into the foyer. In that foyer area, we'll congregate as we are unable to do right now in limited facilities on Nicollet Avenue. We'll also have here an information booth that'll serve as a reception area during the week and a waiting lounge along these window walls that open into the or are looking over into the courtyard. The Fellowship Hall and Worship Center is a 7,000-square-foot room, actually a little bit larger than our present sanctuary, although the present sanctuary has additional square footage in the balcony, so the dimensions of the room are actually a little bit bigger. The seating capacity, the architects say, if you figure about 10 square feet per person, is somewhere in the 700 to 750 range. The fire marshal in Eden Prairie has rated the room at 1,000, but I think that's a little bit stacking the chairs. That's really crowding them in. The rest of the facility includes an office complex with a limited number of offices, restrooms, a storage area, a commercially equipped kitchen, one adult classroom that is on the upper level that also will serve as a boardroom, a committee room, a discipling room, a room for people going out on visitation, a workroom during the week, many, many different functions. What will that fellowship hall look like on the inside? Well, again, the picture is not as adequate as it will be when you see it in color in the home meetings starting a week from tomorrow night. But it'll be an attractive room, has an undulating wall, an undulating ceiling, has a canopy over the speaker's dais area, a choir loft, and then we'll have movable chairs that will be comfortable, not bleachers, not metal folding chairs. It will be an attractive place, but it will also be a multi-purpose room that is functional for recreation, for informal meetings, for dining, for many, many other uses. The lower level, which is approximately the same configuration and also the same square footage, is almost completely Christian education space. And you can see either from the brochure in your hand or from the drawing that's overhead that all of the different rooms are set up with designations for a large and quality Sunday school program. The nursery area is in this whole section and will bring together what we have now had spread out throughout all of our building, and really I think will be one of the most attractive parts of the entire facility. To move from the upper level to the lower level will be through these staircases that are open stairwells, again, quite attractive, going down into the nursery area. There also is a shaft there for an elevator that is to be added as part of phase two. The beginner's room, then primary, middler, junior. We anticipate using approximately the same schedule that we use on Sundays now, with triple Sunday schools at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 o'clock, and then two worship services, which means then that rooms like the nursery, toddler area, the beginners, and the primary will be used by children of those ages all 3 hours. But other rooms like the middler and junior room and the youth room that are used only some of those hours will then alternate as adult classrooms, as is now our practice. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of the dimension of all of this, this youth room that is here is only slightly smaller in dimensions than Wooddale's present gymnasium. It's a very large room, which ultimately will have